In the middle of a cloudy sky, words appear, Summit Entertainment, light shines from behind, a Lionsgate company. Sparks and a bright light appear from words, Grindstone Entertainment Group. The sun sets through a city skyline, a train approaches, as it passes, letters appear in white, AFO, a blue streak runs through the lower half of the letters. The word Liam is shaped the and gold pipes hovers on a hilltop, a silhouetted lion walks behind, yellow light beams from the backside, Chinese symbols appear in the foreground shadows. A star shoots in a dark, star-scattered sky, in white block letters, Diamond Film Productions, a diamond protrudes from the top of the M in diamond. Four white trapezoids vibrate before a black background, the Fizz, trademarked. White light is projected from the letter O, in block letters, and Genius. Specks of dust float before a gray background, red glossy words emerge from the background, MoviePass, below in smaller white letters, Films. Daytime, overcast clouds hang above an industrial cityscape, most roofs are white, painted in blue and red on a white smokestack, welcome to Mansfield, Ohio, an empty football field with a Tiger logo on the 50-yard line, views of people in crosswalks, at the park, waiting near a street vendor cooking at a cart, a carousel spins at Richland Carousel Park, broken windows mar a rundown industrial building, inside, large dusty empty rooms with cement floors.
Okay, don't judge a book by its cover. Now, this used to be Westinghouse Appliance Manufacturing. This sits on a 14-acre lot. This floor alone, 20,000 square feet.
Tell me about Ohio, gentlemen.
Most astronauts and most presidents.
Really?
I think 25 astronauts and 8 presidents so far.
Ms. Jong, please, I don't think your father would agree.
Baba, we don't either.
No, no. I like it here, Bao. I like both buildings.
Nighttime in Hong Kong, the Jiang Innovation Skyscraper.
Car manufacturers, steel mills, electrical appliances. People here lost it all. They really want to work. You can see it in their eyes. I think this is a really good move.
Hold on there.
Dad, please trust me.
There, hold on.
Dai's father, who sets his phone down. A man shows a tablet.
The royal family knows we built this in the hull of a ship. They asked if we could build one under the desert. 12 billion. Half in advance.
That's a 120,
the man exits with the tablet.
Honey, opening plants outside of China may not play so well here.
Bringing jobs into America will help our worldwide brand. I think it would be a good move. Both sides win. I really want to do this. Okay? So, 25 astronauts and 8 presidents?
So far.
China's coming to Mansfield.
Fantastic.
Dea shakes hands with one of the men. Two black SUVs drive past a field with a drive-in movie screen. Lightning splinters in low-slung clouds. Nighttime. The SUVs pull into an airplane hangar where a small private jet sits. Bao touches his earpiece and hurries out of the passenger side backseat. Around the SUV, in business clothes, others exit the SUVs and grab luggage. Bao opens the door for Dea. She steps out in a white skirt and top.
We are so glad Zhang Innovations is considering Mansfield for investment, and we are going to do whatever it takes to get that deal done for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We were very pleased with everything that we saw, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Fantastic. I look forward to your call and safe travels.
Thank you.
This way, Ms. Zhang.
Zhang Sanjie.
Wang eyes bow and walks with Dea.
It's his.
Your bodyguard never relaxes. He doesn't take his eyes off of you. I know, he is very thorough, but it is difficult to fill the shoes of Shen. Your father hated Shen. Shen did nothing wrong, but loved me. Bao looks around the hangar. Men in blue jumpsuits look at paperwork. Another drops a flashlight by the rear of the plane. His jumpsuit goes down to his shins. A worker talks to the pilot. Two workers stand behind Bao. Bao spins and swings his arm and punches a man. He kicks a man in the chest. A man rushes Bao and Bao kicks him to the floor. Bao blocks a punch. Bao twists his arm and throws the man over his back to the floor. Bao grabs his arm and twists with a crunch. Dai's convoy crouches together. Bao slides under a punch and kicks another man in the chest. Bao chops another man in the chest with two hands and drops him with a sidekick. Bao does a cartwheel and double kicks a man to the ground. A man, Silva, pulls a gun on Bao. Bao puts his hands up. Bao turns and gets knocked out with a punch. A crouched man in a suit reaches for his gun. Silva shoots him in the stomach. A woman runs. She is shot in the back. Another man shoots the pilot. The pilot's back hits the nose of the plane and he falls. Blood covers the windshield. Silva grabs Taya in a black leather jacket. Lester Jr. jumps out of an open jet door and walks to Bao. Bao lays on the floor. Lester Jr. pulls a black flash drive out of his pocket. In gold, Ray Breslin and written on the drive. Lester Jr. places the drive Bao's pocket and smirks. Daytime. The downtown Los Angeles skyline. Ray walks on a rooftop near downtown.
Seventh floor. There's a pretty receptionist. If you can charm your way through her, you can avoid security altogether.
You know, Abigail, I was thinking about what you were saying about us moving in together. You know, I think it's a pretty good idea, except for one small thing. I think it's called snoring.
Here, I don't snore.
Well, if it ain't you, I don't know who it is, but I could put something, maybe a cork or something, and it'll keep you a little more quiet.
All right, Ray, we gotta focus. We need to get that disc and make sure our names aren't tied to your ex-partner's blackside activity, and we sleep better. And when I sleep better, I wake up happy and I'm sweet, and you'll get breakfast in bed.
All right, Abigail, that's a deal.
I love you, Ray.
I love you too.
A high-rise office. A woman with brown curly hair types at a desk. Through glass doors, a dark-haired man in a tuxedo approaches a receptionist.
Mr. Chow, please.
May I tell him what this is regarding?
No.
No?
It's a surprise.
He's not big on surprises. Your name?
Friend.
Mr. Friend is here.
On the wall, a black box with a blue light.
Chinese with a briefcase and an umbrella. No, sir. Not raining. Be right with you, Mr. Friend.
Thank you.
Mr. Friend smirks and walks to the seating area. Black leather chairs surround a glass coffee table. He sets his briefcase down, unbuttons his jacket, lays his umbrella by his side, and sits. From a glass door behind the receptionist, a man in a suit struts to the seating area. He sits across from Mr. Friend. From the glass door behind the receptionist, a bald man in a blue suit walks to the reception desk and stares at the seating area. From a great door, a man with a stubble beard walks to Mr. Friend. He clasps his hands and stares. The tip of the umbrella on the floor. Mr. Friend slowly grabs the umbrella handle and raises it. From the glass door behind the receptionist, a woman with a scowl on her face walks to Mr. Friend and stares.
Sir?
The man leans forward in his seat. Mr. Friend spins his umbrella and stabs the woman in the stomach. He blocks a man's punch with a suitcase, then shoves the umbrella into a man's neck. He slams the briefcase to the woman's face, knocking the woman through a glass coffee table. He sidekicks a man, then tosses his briefcase in the air. The bald man punches it and gets an umbrella to the neck. Mr. Friend stabs the umbrella into a man's stomach. The bald man charges and takes an umbrella to the gut. Mr. Friend whacks both men on the head. Mr. Friend spins, knocks down a third man, spins the umbrella, and points at the bald man's throat. Stubble man attacks from behind, and Mr. Friend swings the umbrella, knocking him to the floor. Mr. Friend does a jump split and kicks the bald man in the chest through a glass wall. Mr. Friend steps over a body to the wide eyes receptionist. He slowly spins the umbrella and sets it on the desk. He reaches toward her chest and removes her ID badge.
Surprise.
He walks to the black box with the blue light and waves the badge. He strides through the glass door. A man with long dark hair runs through the hall and shoves a man to the ground. Papers fly. The man slides to a stop and squares up to Mr. Friend. He chops at Mr. Friend, who grabs his arm and knocks him out with a punch. Mr. Friend checks the man's pockets and finds a hard drive in his pants. He spins it in the air, catches it, and walks away. A pistol is aimed at his head. He stares at it.
I want that.
I want it too.
Give me the disc.
You're not gonna shoot me. Ray Breslin.
Ray lowers the gun.
What's your name?
Shen Lo.
We're gonna see what's on that disc, and if I'm satisfied, then you can have it. Walk.
Shen walks past Ray. Nighttime, a police station. Words appear. Mansfield, Ohio. In a conference room, Bao sits next to a man in a suit. A police officer stands across the table.
Obviously, these guys were professionals. I think we can agree on that. They knew your timetable. They knew where you were going to be. They knew when she was leaving. They knew when to be at the hangar. I'm going to be honest with you. We've got nothing. This was your detail. You were responsible for her.
Look, as I told him, came into town.
Yeah. We've heard all that. You're in town. You're looking at real estate.
I'm telling you the truth.
Was there anything different? Was there something that stood out to you?
None of this is making sense. All right, just think about it. From the beginning, what was the first thing you saw? What's the first thing you remember?
What can you tell us?
Bao stares at crime scene photos.
None of what you said. You're the only person that's alive. Let's go back. Start from there.
You were responsible for her.
A plane lands on an airstrip. The plane taxis. At the police station, a black sedan comes to stop in the parking lot. A man is let out of the back seat. Wu struts into the conference room. Bao stands and stares at Wu. Bao looks down. Tell me, who took her? I don't know. You have to know. I don't. You are supposed to protect my daughter with your life. If you did your job right, you'd be dead. Wu slaps Bao. Cops restrain Wu.
Hey, whoa, get him out of here! That's enough! That's enough! Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Let's go,
Bridge.
Take your hands off.
Don't
touch.
Have a seat. I'm not done.
The man in a suit exits the room, closing the door. Bao stands alone. He clenches his jaw, leans on the table, and grabs his left bicep. He looks down and lifts the flash drive from his inner breast pocket. He stares, then shifts his eyes side to side. Daytime, a hill with lined palm trees overlook downtown Los Angeles. A metro train weaves through the city. Dusk, in a warehouse, an elevator door shaft parts from the center to the ceiling and floor.
If that disc is clear, you can be on your way.
Am I supposed to say thank you?
Is this Shen Lo?
Hello, very nice to meet you.
Hi.
Everything's set. Pasha and Abigail are waiting.
Okay.
Ray, have you got a second?
I know what you're gonna say.
I'm ready to get up from behind this desk if you want to accidentally give me a chance.
The men walk through shadows to a table lit with overhead lamps. A man, Hush, types on a laptop with a black background of the world map. In a reflection from Hush's glasses, white code scrolls in a black window from the laptop screen. Hush hands the hard drive to Shen.
All good?
Clear. Nothing to tie the tone.
You mean Zhang?
What are you looking for?
I know you were in business with Zhang.
Do you?
Your partner was. Zhang financed your company.
We had nothing to do with that.
Lester did.
And how do you know that?
I worked for him, head of security for Zhang.
Let me set you straight. Lester did the business, not me.
Maybe it's time for me to interject into the conversation that they have offered double your standard fee. That's $5 million, Ray.
So you like this?
Yes, I like it very much. From a financial standpoint, I like it.
Why are you going after Zhang now?
All the technology behind all of these black side prisons is Zhang's. But you know that already, don't you?
What's your point?
My point. Look at the data. Zhang's technology has made billions on imprisoning and torturing thousands of people. Zhang innovations is how he cleans that money.
Shen walks to Ray. They lock eyes.
I'm gonna bring him down. It's personal.
You wanna go after Zhang? Do it yourself. We had no idea what was going on behind our backs. It's dead and it's history. That's it.
We're clean now.
All right, so where is Lester Clark now?
Been shooting for a long time.
But I heard he went on
the
long...
In the dark, Lester removes his hat and gets into a car.
And never came back.
Sleepy time, motherfucker.
Hush lunges at Lester, sweating in an undershirt. Lester looks at his hands. He reaches for the passenger door handle and shakes it. He thrusts back into his seat and looks around. He turns the key in the ignition, then bangs his hands on the steering wheel.
No!
The car sits in a storage container. A ship moves through water. It's filled with stacked containers in the warehouse.
Excuse me, Ray. There's a man up front. He said he found us through an Interpol contact. Claims he has something you need to see.
All right, just bring him in. Can I help you?
My name is Bao Young. I'm looking for Ray Breslin.
Right here.
This is for you.
Bao hands Ray the flash drive. Ray slides it to Hush. Hush plugs the drive into the computer and turns it to Ray. On screen, a video with Lester Jr.
What goes around comes around. Ray Breslin, by the time you see this, I'll have Daya Zhang. And I'll be coming for you.
Daya.
You said that?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lester Clark Jr., my ex-partner's son.
Who are you?
I was head of security at Zhang Innovations. Daya Zhang was kidnapped.
Why are you here instead of looking for her? It's not my fault. It's not your fault. Whose fault is it?
Hey!
Come on. Focus.
Where's this place?
Hush. Go closer. On the wall. That picture. Daniel in the lion's den. The patron saint of prisoners.
Ray. That's a prison chapel.
Eastern Orthodox, maybe?
Yeah.
The writing is in Russian.
Yeah, it's probably Eastern Bloc. Jules, get Trent!
Tallinn, Estonia. The sun hangs low over a snow-covered city. Dusk. A cluster of buildings crowd a shoreline. In a low-lit room, an open silver suitcase filled with money is pushed across a table to Trent. Below, a long-sleeved shirt. Tattoos show on his wrists. He examines a stack of bills and closes the suitcase. On the table, the name Ray lights up on a cell phone.
With you.
Trent picks up the phone.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, my friend, did you get the video?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. What's going down?
My ex-partner's kid went off the rails.
Where do you think this place is?
Definitely looks familiar.
How familiar?
Not many of these places left.
All right, so what's your call?
Devil's Station. Bad place, Ray. About 200 miles outside of Belarus.
Okay, Mr. Skinny, can you help me out on this?
For free?
I'm just kidding.
I'll take care of the transportation.
All right, we'll be there tomorrow. I owe you.
Yeah, what's new?
You sure you don't want to sit this one out?
No way. Let you have all the fun? We got Hush back here. I'll go pack our bags, get the gear, be back in an hour.
You got it.
I'm coming along.
When you said personal, how personal?
I was very close to Daya. I have to go.
Let's go, mystery man. And you?
Ray shakes hands with Hush. Nighttime. Devil's Station, Dervinsky, Latvia. A massive prison compound with guard towers sits in the middle of a forest. Inside, paint peels from cement walls in an empty hallway. Flames rise from metal trash cans. Two men stand beside a trash can. A group of people snake through the room. Daya and Lester Jr. lead, hand on the back of her neck. Lester Jr. pushes Daya around a corner. Large muscle-bound guards push the group to follow. They descend a metal spiral staircase in high heels. Daya is escorted by Lester. Light fixtures hang. They beam yellow light on four floors of rusty prison cells. A narrow landing and metal railing line the upper floors of the prison cells. They come to a stop on the bottom floor.
No talking.
What are you? Please. Please don't do this, okay? We can work something out. Please.
We're not animals. We have rules. What's the point of having rules if people are just gonna break?
Lester holds Daya by the arms and turns to the group. He walks to a man and grabs his arm. A large guard pushes Daya to Lester Jr.
This your friend?
Jim Bielsa, no, just please don't hurt him, okay? It won't happen again. I promise.
I didn't hurt him. You did.
What? Ralph, a bald guard, throws Daya's friend against a brick wall. Daya and her group stare and cover their mouths. Night, in the warehouse, Bao and Shen walk around a table.
God.
You were head of security for Zhang Innovations. Yes, and you were with Interpol. Yes, yes. Shen sits. Bao looks to Shen. How could you let this happen? I would have given my life to save her if I could have. It's too late to say that. Shen grabs a pistol from the table.
Glock 34, 9mm, long.
Fancy. And when they took Daya, where was your fancy gun then? Shen ejects a bullet, catches it, and stands it on the table. He slides it in front of Bao. You failed her. Bao looks down. He grabs the bullet and loads it into the clip. Bao grabs the gun. He replaces the clip and sticks the gun into his waistband. I know. Bao stares at Shen, then walks away. At Devil's Station, in a chapel, on the wall, a life-size crucifix of Jesus Christ hangs with dust and spiderwebs. Through an open door, Light beams into the room. Men with semi-automatic weapons lean against the wall. Cylindrical columns stand with pews. The group walks in behind Lester and Daya. Silva and Ralph shove the hostages against the wall. The hostages frown. Guards smirk. In the warehouse.
Hey there.
I'm here. Sorry it took a little longer.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got tons of stuff to do here.
All right, plane's waiting. It's gonna be a long flight. We can have breakfast in bed.
Abby has jumped from behind.
Abby. Abby.
Arms around her. The masked kidnapper carries Abby through plastic curtains.
Abby!
Hey!
Another masked assailant grabs her feet. Ray exits the elevator to the plastic curtains.
Abby! Abby! Abby!
Ray stares at his phone. He scrolls through blurry pictures. In them, Abby struggles with the masked kidnappers. In the elevator, Ray slams the doors closed at the police station.
Why hasn't he called yet?
These things can go different ways.
What does that mean?
Are you sure you don't have any enemies? I have the number one tech company in China. There are 1.3 billion people in China, and everyone uses my phone. Yes, I have enemies. Don't you think you should bring some assistance here from Cleveland or Chicago? There's no one you can...
Seated, Wu slams his hand to the desk. He looks at his phone.
Let it ring twice.
The tech guy nods. Lester Jr. appears on the phone.
Hello?
Dang.
The tech guy shakes his head.
Encrypted.
You could have helped my father.
He put your sick technology in every one of his black site prisons and you kept your hands...
Daya gasps.
Now, when this is done, I'm gonna take your money.
I'm gonna take your technology and I'm gonna break you.
Before I wanted $500 million. Now I want $700
million and it's going up.
Lester Jr. whips out his handgun and aims it at the victims against the wall. Daya breathes heavily. Lester shoots a woman in the head. Blood plasters the wall and she falls to the floor. In the police station, Wu frowns. In the prison cell corridor, the group walks.
This is what funds our operation. Paid by countries and corporations to take the worst of the worst out their hands. Now I kill them, but...
Lester points at men in jail cells.
Murderers, serial rapists, terrorists, hackers, narcos. It's the scum of the earth. But the world is full of scum. Like your father. But you know that.
Lester pulls a necklace off Daya. Lester hands the necklace to a guard as the other captives are led away. Lester pushes Daya inside a small jail cell. The other captives are placed in separate cells.
Lock them up!
Lester smiles. They walk away. Daya gasps. A blood-stained bed lay in a corner. She covers her mouth and cries. Back against the wall, Daya slides to the floor. In the warehouse parking garage, Jules, Shen, and Ray load an SUV with black bags. Ray slams the back hatch shut. Ray enters the driver's seat, Shen in the passenger seat. Shen reaches for the door. From behind, Bao runs up and grabs the door.
What are you doing?
Choose my responsibility.
A black bag over his shoulder, Bao gets in the back seat. Ray drives. In a dark room, Lester sits in at a table with a lit lamp. Two men stand guard. One lifts the hood off of Abby's head. She sits with her hands tied behind her back and legs strapped down.
It's an electric chair that was built in 1896. It's solid oak. It's American as apple pie. 315 people died in that chair, including three women. They used to put a hood just like this over the inmate's head, but first they would put cotton and tape over their eyes so they didn't pop out.
The guard smiles.
You know who I am? My father built your company. Ray Breslin took over. Pushed him out.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
Die Luke Decliner.
Abby looks around. Two men sit in an adjacent room.
I had nothing to do with what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were there. So you're part of it.
Abby closes her eyes. She puts her arms around Ray's neck and looks into his eyes. She puts her hands on his cheeks. Dusk. A jet touches down on an airstrip. Nighttime. Mizir, Belarus, Ray, Shen, and Jules disembark from the plane. Trent throws keys to Ray and greets him with a handshake.
There you go. Couldn't do this without you, man.
Sorry about Abby. Set it straight.
Is he Shen Long?
Excuse me.
He doesn't have a lot to say. You know Jules?
Hey, Jules.
Bao Yang.
Security? Mm-hmm. Lost an asset before.
Really?
No. Never.
That's not funny.
Sure it is.
Mr. Zhang, Luoshen, you know about my situation? I know that Daya was kidnapped. I can save her.
Sure, Chi. 对吧?
我知道打野被人绑架了，我可以救他。
Shen looks at selfies on his phone with Daya.
Shen.
If you want her alive, do what they say. Luoshen, I only wanted the best for her, and this is why she was taken. Shen, tell me what to do. Don't take the kidnapper's calls. Do you want your daughter back? Of course. Then do what I say. But what if that provokes him? Aren't you always supposed to play to their demands? The longer you delay talking to him, the longer she lives.
当然，照我说的做。那万一激怒他怎么办？难道不是应该顺着他们的要求吗？时间拖得越长，机会就越大。Shen
takes out his earpiece.
Straight up, how bad is this place?
It's bad. This place is a maze, Ray. It's a hellhole like I've never seen.
Look, you got me this far, man. This is not your fight. You want to pull out, I get it.
No, I got your back, man. I'm here for you. Let's do it.
Nighttime, in a forest, a large military vehicle drives on a road. Devil's Station. Jail cells line the corridor. Daya sits and cries. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. Stay positive.
对不起。这不是你的错。振作点。我。Yeah,
we'll get out of this together. We will.
我们一定会救救的。我们会的。我们会的。
Large men approach the jail cells. They stare inside.
The fuck you looking at, chopsticks?
Back up, Sonny. Open them up.
The men back up. Lester Jr. approaches with two more guards. One man hands him a keychain. prisoners stare through the bars, Lester licks his lips and opens Daya's cage. Daya slowly walks to Lester, he grabs her arm.
Out of the hostages was the highest security clearance in your father's company. Now I know you're all genius, and I know you're all the best and the brightest, but who does he trust with sensitive matters? Trade fucking secrets. Who has the clearance?
Lester puts his arm around Daya. Wong stares from his cell.
This guy? Look. No.
Lester leads Daya to another man's cell.
Over this guy.
A guard pulls a gun on the man. The guard opens the cell and pulls the man out.
Look at him. Does he have the clearance? Yell me or I'll shoot him in the fucking head.
It's me. What?
A guard's open Wong's cell. They pull Wong out and tase the other man. The man falls on his back. A guard shoots him. The guards force Wong to walk in one direction and two other guard drags the dead man in another direction. The body leaves a trail of blood smeared on the floor. Lester throws Daya back in her cell. A guard walks Wong through a cage door. He holds a lantern. They stop in a dusty room with trash scattered throughout. The guard swipes trash off of a small table. He sets the lantern down. Wong sits. Lester approaches and sits facing Wong.
You mean the access to Zhang's restricted developments? Let's try this a different way. I want you to teach me how to speak Chinese. You're going to teach me how to say, tell me or I will shoot you in the face. But in Chinese.
What?
Teach me how to say, tell me or I will shoot you in the face. In Chinese.
Aimed at Wong's face, Lester cocks the gun. Wong works his jaw and closes his eyes. He relaxes his face and shakes his head.
There.
Lester holsters his gun.
Protection plan.
I want everything. What do you need, a laptop?
Don't say camp. Those are the last words. I'll get him a laptop.
The guard exits. Wong drops his head. Outside, in the back of the covered military vehicle.
Hush, what have you got?
White code scrolls on a black screen. Hush types. Outside the military vehicle, a drone is launched. They look at a map in the truck.
Where do you think they're holding the hostages?
Guy definitely called from the prison chapel, which is right there. Got the east block, west block, administration.
How big is this place?
Over 200,000 square feet.
What kind of shows are those?
Dragon's breath. You know what that is?
Yeah. Plan on burning this place to the ground.
Yeah, for luck.
Listen up, guys. Uplink and
Jules pulls out a laptop. On screen, infrared and thermal drone footage is toggled.
Okay, we've got two cell blocks. The thermal drone is showing 40 bodies in the west block.
40 what, prisoners?
It looks like it. They're spaced evenly.
This is crazy. He's running on a black site.
Right. What else? Guards?
Guard tower looks like three people.
Weak spots. What's our way in? Come on, Jules.
There's two heat spots on the roof. Mm-hmm. One is covered. One might be accessible.
I can get up there.
I don't doubt that.
What are we waiting for?
We don't run in blind, kid.
We're wasting time. That is my responsibility.
Hey! I got someone in there, too.
Never seen anyone go to a fight in a sports club before.
Hey, where you going?
You know me. Work better alone. Maybe late. Make a big impression.
Good luck.
Inside Devil's Station, at base camp, Lester stares at Abby. Her eyes are closed. A guard walks up.
Les. Les. What are you doing? What are you doing? You gotta stay the course, man. Look, I know you want revenge, but we gotta get that money.
You know my father?
Yeah, he was good to me. Yeah. But he's all gone. You're still here. Let's get the money and live right. Fuck this shit with that bitch.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's a distraction.
Uh-huh. Her eyes open.
I say we kill her. And we done with it.
Do me a favor, Frankie. Just keep doing what I say, okay?
Les.
The guard slowly backs away and stares. In the vehicle, Bao stares.
What's with you and Lester's father? You were his partner and he sold you out. Why?
Ray darts his eyes.
$5 million.
Dai's father's connected to this too. A lot of fathers here.
Hey, Ray, look at this.
What do you got?
It looks like there might be a weak spot in the bathroom.
Bathroom. The sewer system.
On screen, a sewage tunnel system schematic is marked in bright green.
I got tunnels.
Tunnels.
At base camp, seated, Lester rubs his forehead on his clasped hands. Abby watches. Lester exhales and looks up at Abby. The guard takes a few steps closer.
The sins of the father, not the sins of the...
Lester stands. His chair shoots backward. In the forest, the team runs with guns. They trip a laser sensor. At base camp, Lester and the guard check the laptop. It beeps. Lester puts on his glasses.
We got visitors.
Yeah. Ray drops into a sewer tunnel. He scans side to side with his gun light. In the forest, Shen and Bao drop to a knee. Bao looks through night vision binoculars.
Devil Station.
Status.
Standing by.
See anybody?
Nothing yet.
It can't be.
That's all.
Check the guard towers.
Yeah, no signs of life.
Something's wrong. This is very wrong. Stay sharp, guys.
Bao and Shen run in the sewer.
What the fuck? He knows we're coming.
In the sewer, Ray approaches a rain-like drip. In the forest, Bao and Shen come to a stop and scan the guard tower. Dea stands on a bridge near a tower. They lower their binoculars on the bridge.
You familiar with the legend of Nian?
In the forest. Honeypot, he's using Dea as bait. What did you have with her? Were you together? We hold. This is a joint operation. We don't engage. Shen looks through his binoculars. Bao stares at Shen. Bao throws his binoculars to the ground and marches forward.
Shit. It's a Chinese legend.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Tell it to me.
In ancient times, there was a monster called Nian. Every spring, Nian would come out and eat the villagers and livestock. And then one day, they discovered that burning bamboo scared the monster off.
A crackling sound, didn't it?
Yes.
They invented firecrackers to recreate that sound. I'm gonna leave you out here. Fight the monster inside. Oh.
In the forest, Bao runs. Shen grabs him.
What?
Don't do that again. We work together for Dea, then what are we waiting for? We wait for Breslin. Silva walks into base camp.
I don't work for Breslin.
Showtime, everybody, let's go!
You know what to do. Go now.
On the bridge, Dea looks down. Shen and Bao run through trees. At base, a guard opens a small case. It's filled with buttons. Lights flash. Lester removes his glasses and spins the laptop to Abby.
Hey. Watch this.
The guard pushes a button in the forest. You need to stop doing that. We wait for Breslin. An explosion sends Bao and Shen to the ground, mouth agape. Dea watches. Bao and Shen get up and run as explosions chase them. In the sewer, the ceiling cracks above Ray. The explosions send Bao crashing into a tree trunk. Shen rolls across the grass. Blood drips from Shen's ear. He staggers to a knee. He looks up. Silva and a group of guards approach. Silva lifts Shen. Guards grab Bao. They walk. Base camp, the guard closes the case with buttons and gets up. Silva escorts Shen the room with trash can fires. The guards follow with Bao. Lester approaches. He holds up the flash drive.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bodyguard. You did exactly what I thought you'd do. You led me to Ray Breslin. You helped me capture his girl.
Face bloody, Bao shifts his eyes, hair disheveled, Shen closes his eyes.
Now you two, you both have wasted your time.
Abby and Day are ushered over.
And your lives.
Lester pulls out his guns, wide-eyed. Daya locks her gaze on Shen, arms spread out. Lester takes aim at Daya and Abby.
Gentlemen, you have two choices. You can either...
Lester walks to Daya.
Whoa. Why are you staring at him? Yeah, you were. You were staring right at him. You two know each other, don't you? Something's going on here. I can sense it. I sense something.
Abby stares at Lester.
Why do you look at me like that? I mean, you gotta see this in my eyes. My father died boiling at the bottom of a ship. I'd have more respect for you if you just sat him down in the chair, you explained to him what he did wrong, and then you put a bullet in his head.
I'm sorry.
You hear that, Ray?
Lester pulls an earpiece out of Shan's ear.
Am I coming in loud and clear?
Never.
You're missing all the fun here, Ray.
Lester aims his guns at Bao and shoots. On screen, Lester slits Sabby's throat.
Get down to the tunnels. Leave Breslin's girl with me. Hey, Ray, I want you to watch something. Have a look at your phone.
Ray frowns, closes his eyes, and throws his phone. In the sewer, a guard shifts his eyes and turns. He raises his gun and walks. Ray walks down a different tunnel. Ray steps down a stair in the water. The guard turns. Ray walks. The guard turns and walks on. Ray about faces and walks. The guard about faces and walks. Ray's face is lit by the flashlight. He stabs the guard. The guard leans over and wraps his hands around Ray's neck. Ray winces. Ray stabs the guard's gut. Ray slams the guard to the wall. Ray thrusts his shoulder into the guard's chest and shoves him to the floor. Ray pulls the knife out, foam froths from the guard's mouth. Ray leaves. Ray descends a dark staircase. Ray shines his light in all directions. He approaches a metal gate and peeks through. Two guards run. Ray's light flashes. He pulls it off of his gun and places it on the step of a ladder. The guards get to the metal gate. Light flashes through the missing bolt lock. The guard pushes the door open. The light flashes. He moves toward it. Ray shoots the guard. The guard falls. Ray grabs a metal rod and leaves. The other guard enters. The guard looks back at the gate. He runs through and turns a corner. Ray stabs the metal rod through the guard's neck. With his flashlight, Ray runs and weaves through a dark junk-filled hallway toward a light. At the prison cell corridor, Shen and Dei are escorted by three guards. Shen's hands zip tied behind his back. Shen shifts his eyes. Bearded prisoners stare through rusty metal gates. Fall down. Dea falls. Shen leans over. The guards grab Shen, hands behind his back. Shen pickpockets a guard. Dea is tossed into the cell. Silva and a guard move Shen across the corridor to another cell. Silva opens the door. He pushes Shen toward the open cell and Shen lifts a foot to the wall. Silva punches Shen in the midsection. Shen smirks and winks with his left eye. Silva shoves Shen inside the cell. A light hangs above Shen. It turns off. Shen's cell door is covered with boards. Yellow light beams through the bottom. The guards walk away. Shen looks around the cell. Shen jumps and swings his tied arms in front of his body. He pulls large white paint flakes off the wall. At the chapel, Ray opens a door and shines his light on the crucifix. He walks through the pews and shines his light on the painting from the video footage. Ray runs to a door and swings it open. A jail cell sits to the left. On a bridge, he walks down two steps and turns right. Multiple floors of jail cells flank a corridor. Ray spins and makes his way through a prison corridor. At the police station,
sir, I suggest you answer the phone.
Shen said not to.
That's not how this works.
Answer the phone!
Wu looks down. On the phone screen, blocked. Incoming call. In the prison cell corridor, holding a phone to his ear, Lester walks to Dia's cell. Lester leans against the wall and stares inside the cell.
Your father won't answer the phone.
Lester stares at his phone, then turns to Dea. Lester walks down the hall. Dea steps to her cell door. Across the corridor is a boarded cell door. Inside the cell, Shen continues to peel paint. He stacks a small pile of paint on the floor. He powers up the taser and touches the pile. A small flame ignites. He fans the flame. Smoke starts to billow. Trapped Trent walks into the prison corridor. In Shen's cell, he holds his zip tie over the flame. The zip tie catch fire. Trent sniffs an artillery shell and loads it in his weapon. Shen breaks his zip tie. Shen takes off his jacket and fans the flame. Smoke seeps from under the boarded cell door into the corridor. Prisoners peer through their doors. Wide-eyed, Day rises and walks to her door. Armed guards run toward the smoke. One opens Shen's door, the other aims a shotgun at jail cells. The guard walks into a smoke-filled cell. From the hang light, Shen drops onto the guard and kicks him while he's down. Outside the cell, the other guard turns and Shen kicks his chest. Airborne, the guard hits the cells across the corridor. A prisoner reaches toward limp guard and grabs his keys. In Shen's cell, he grabs the keys off the guard. Brows raised, Day watches. Two prisoners unlocks their door and run out. A group of armed guards charge the smoke-filled corridor. Shen tries multiple keys to unlock Daya's door. Guards battle the escaped prisoners. Daya's door unlocks. Daya exits and Shen roundhouse kicks a guard. Shen raises his arm in front of Daya. Guards take aim at the pair. Shen sweeps the legs of another guard. Shen shields Daya. Shen grabs Daya and they drop to the floor. Trent aims his gun and cocks it. He shoots electric shotgun blasts and takes down the guards.
Go!
Shen and Daya run through the bodies away from Trent.
Go!
Trent is a 180 and blasts a guard. Prisoners flank Trent and run down the corridor. Trent tosses his gun against his shoulder and struts down the corridor. He steps over a guard who is fried with burns and open wounds from his face to his feet. Trent smiles. At base camp, on a laptop, Silva and Ralph watch the prison fight. Lester joins them.
Presence in the near.
Verdammte Scheiße.
What? Presence is nearby.
Take care of the prisoners.
Bring me that fuck. Silva and Ralph walk away.
I'll take care of Breslin.
In the cell corridor, Trent walks. Under a stairwell, Ralph jumps Trent with his rifle. Trent blocks the rifle with his gun, then whips Ralph in the face with the butt. He swings the gun again and Ralph throws his shoulder into Trent's midsection and slams him against the wall. They fight for the gun. The gun hits the floor. Ralph swings at Trent, gets blocked, and backhands Trent in the face. He sidekicks Trent and drops him to the floor. Trent stands, throws down his hat and his ammo strap. Trent rears his fist back and swings. Ralph ducks and punches Trent in the back. Trent leans over. Ralph grabs Trent's back and knees him in the chest. Ralph punches Trent's chest. He grabs Trent's head and headbutts him. Ralph punches Trent into a cell door. Trent covers his face. Ralph throws a flurry of punches at Trent's midsection. Trent grabs Ralph's arm and jabs him in the face. Trent fires a left hook to Ralph's face. Trent fires a right hook which Ralph catches, then knees Trent in the face. Ralph puts Trent in a choke hold. Trent struggles, punches, uppercuts Ralph's crotch. He lifts Ralph and slams his head down on a horizontal metal pole. Shen stops and stares at Daya. He looks up. Silva walks through a perpendicular hallway. Shen furrows his brow. grabs Daya, and walks toward the guard. Wong sits in front of a laptop and the lantern. From across the room, Silva unlocks cage doors. Silva turns the laptop. On screen, a yellow hand spins, giving the middle finger. Silva slams the laptop shut and points his gun at Wong. Shen attacks the guard with punches. His gun flies to the floor. Silva knees Shen in the chest. Wong stands and steps back. Silva kicks Shen into an open cell door. Shen points at Silva then summons him forward with two fingers. Teeth clenched, Silva walks forward as Shen backs into the prison corridor. Daya peeks from behind a wall. Wong walks. Silva throws punches. Shen defends each one. Silva kicks Shen's chest. Shen braces himself after his back hits his cell door. He locks eyes with Silva. Silva attacks with punches, blocked by Shen. Wong peers around a corner to watch the fight. Daya spots Wong in front of her. Wong does a double take back at Daya. She waves him to her. He hides with her. Shen connects with an uppercut to Silva's jaw. The guard wipes his mouth. Shen kicks the guard. Silva kicks Shen to his cell door and charges with a punch. Shen blocks the punch and twists the guard's arm. They exchange punches. Silva knees then chops Shen. Shen falls face first. Daya furrows her brow. Shen slowly starts to move. From the floor, Shen springs up. He sends a flying kick to Silva's face, then chest. On the floor, Silva grabs his chest and rises to his feet. With two fingers, Shen signals the guard forward. The guard charges with a barrage of punches. Shen blocks and ducks. Shen lands a series of chops to the midsection. He lands an uppercut then a palm to the nose. Shen spins backward and enters a fighter's stance. Face bloodied, Silva bares his teeth and charges with an unsuccessful right hook. Shen ducks and punches his chest. Shen catches Silva's punch, pivots backward, and elbows the guard in the chest. Shen ducks and sidekicks Silva's leg. Silva grabs his knee and limps away. Shen stands motionless in a fighter's stance, hands up. Silva limps forward. Silva throws a punch. Shen catches his wrist, twists his arms and punches his chest. Wrist held. Shen ducks and twists behind the guard. Shen flips Silva. On his back, Silva kicks Shen. Shen grabs his leg and drives a forearm to his shin. Silva kicks the other leg. Shen catches it, wraps his leg around Silva's leg, flips him, and twists the guard's foot 90 degrees. Silva crawls. Shen kicks Silva's arm and he falls on his face. Shen takes a few steps away and brushes back his hair. Silva looks up. Shen winks and charges. He spins sideways through the air and lands his knee on the back of Silva's head. Blood sprays. Shen and Daya lock eyes. Shen smiles. Daya smiles. They meet with an embrace. They close their eyes and squeeze each other. Shen runs his hands over her hair. They walk away. Wong follows. Lester walks on a prison landing. Lester draws his gun, walks backward, and sidesteps into an open cell. Flashlight aimed up, Ray climbs a spiral staircase. Ray hurries through a prison landing. He shines his light in each cell. Lester jumps out and exchanges fire with Ray. They both duck into cells.
Where's her car? Being with you killed her.
Lester sneaks onto the landing and moves toward Ray. Ray pops out and shoots.
Stay back.
They duck into cells.
Was it worth it? The old man hated you. You're full of shit, Ray.
Ray charges.
Scream.
Lester shoots. Ray's eye bleeds. He drops his gun and falls into a cell. Jaw clenched, Lester moves forward. He stops. Gun raised, he lunges into a cell. Ray kicks his face and hits him with an elbow to the cheek. Ray slams Lester face first to the wall. Blood spats onto the wall. Ray tosses Lester headfirst into a corner.
You love your father? You love your father?
Lester lands a left hook to the face. Ray lands a jab and right hook to the face. Ray pushes Lester in the corner.
Father.
Lester lands a left jab and right hook. Ray charges Lester and slams him to the corner. Lester slides to the floor.
You call that a fucking hit?
Ray knocks Lester to the wall. Lester falls.
Let me tell you about my father.
Ray picks up Lester by the neck. Lester stumbles and charges Ray.
Get up!
Ray pushes Lester back and connects with a right jab. Ray places Lester in a chokehold.
Really?
Ray shoves Lester against the wall. Lester takes uppercuts to the ribs. Ray knees a bent over Lester in the face, then pins him to the wall by the neck.
You know what he said? Because we should learn to forgive, son. We shouldn't be so mean. I said, you know, it's too late.
Ray spins Lester into a chokehold and walks him to the landing rails. Ray flips out a knife. He places the knife on Lester's neck. Ray slices and releases Lester. Lester turns. He holds his neck. Blood gushes from his hands. Ray drops the knife and pushes Lester over the landing. Lester falls three floors onto his back. Blood pools around his head. Ray rolls his eyes and leans his head back. He looks over the rail. Shen, Dea, and Wong face Ray. Ray picks up his knife and walks to them.
Please accept my sympathy for your loss.
Shen pats Ray's shoulder. Ray returns a shoulder pat and walks past Dea and Wong. He stops, looks back, and continues around a corner. Nighttime, in an airport hangar, Wu and police officers converse by a limousine. Wu checks his watch and looks up. A plane taxis outside the hangar. The men fix their gaze to the plane. Wu slowly walks to the plane. The plane door unfolds. Daya disembarks, followed by Shen, Wong, Julie, Trent, and Ray. Daya walks to Wu. Wu moves to hug Daya. No, remember Shen?
Chua.
Wu turns to Shen's. He will be taking me home. Daya shakes her head and walks away with Shen. Shen turns back to Wu and holds up a hard drive and points. Shen holds the drive up at Ray. Ray nods. You don't mind, do you? Well, I had other plans, but for you, I'll break them. Shen and Ray share a look. Trent nods. Trent and Ray stare at Wu. Wu turns and hurries to his limo. His driver opens the door. Wu gets inside. Julie nods and walks away.
Appreciate it. Hey. There's something you gotta do. You gotta forget.
They walk past the plane.
Wonderful. Not gonna be so easy to do. I'm done with prisons. No more prisons? No more. It's music to me. Any ideas? Anything outside sounds good. Outside is good for your health. Let's talk about this. Got any ideas? What do you think about South America? It's kind of far away. Before you say no, let me remember you owe me. I know this guy down there.
Fade to black.
Shady, little.
Yeah, little. Everyone we know is shady.
Dark Photos of the Prison, directed by John Hertzfeldt, written by Miles Chapman, John Hertzfeldt, produced by Randall Emmett, George Furlan, Sing Su, GHU, Mark Campton, Zach Schiller, Robbie Branner, executive producers Ted Farnsworth, Mitch Lowe, Wen Mark Godfrey, Robert Jones, Charles Audi, Martin Richard, Blanco, cast, Sylvester Stallone, Max Zhang and Dave Bautista, Escape Plan The Extractors, Devin Sawa, Jamie King. Credits continue.
There's a weight of gold riding on the final blow. I'll chase you down, hunt you like an animal, round and round until you're made of metal. Hold on tight, someone's gonna die tonight. Down.
shoot me down tonight.
In a cement pipe, a man crawls with a flashlight. The cement pipe opens to a sewer tunnel. Bao falls out of the pipe into the tunnel. He stands up and falls back first to a wall. Crouched, he shines his light across the tunnel. He jumps from another tunnel. He walks, cut to black.